Happy Monday, everybody.
Remember this remark Monday when this all comes out. This is on FISA abuse. He said this in 2018. Take a look.
All right.
I have total confidence that the FISA process was followed and that the entire case was handled in a thoughtful, responsible way by DOJ and the FBI. I think the notion that FISA was abused here is nonsense.
Monday night, maybe I'll be on your show.
You will be.
Play that clip.
Monday night.
Okay.
Play that clip.
All right.
And let's compare that clip
yep.
to what Horowitz has found about the FISA warrant process. Mm-hmm. And the day of reckoning is here. I haven't been briefed about the details, but I believe it shows the system completely off the rails for a long period of time, and that you really have to hate Trump not to be upset by what the Department of Justice and the FBI did. And there's some things that they did, I believe, that are dangerous to democracy.
All right. So it's Monday, everybody. I thought I would just, follow their instructions and play this on Monday and then play for you what the Inspector General found as the report was just released. The report is 434 pages long. Let's use Fox News for the reportage, shall we?
Well, this investigation began in March 2018, so you could say this is definitely a long time coming. No question at all. This is a 434-page report, if you can imagine, a very long one, and you'll see it shortly. It's now posted on the Inspector General's website here at the Department of Justice. Let me go through some of the highlights, though. I want to put up a quote right now that's pretty stern, and it shows up pretty early on in the report. It says, quote, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page," end quote. Now, Carter Page was a Trump campaign official in 2016. There was a FISA warrant issued with three renewals on Carter Page, though he was never charged. Now, also, the report shows, and we have some graphics made, top FBI officials, James Comey and Andrew McCabe, who were at the FBI at the time, they did not act with political bias. The investigation into Carter Page was properly predicated, but there are several, quote, omissions and, quote, inaccuracies in the FISA application.
Okay. There it is, everybody. So now the GOP is going to have to say, but wait for Mr. Durham, Bill Barr's handpicked, attorney general, U.S. attorney in Connecticut. Wait for that now. Because what is in this report, and it's very early in the report, just for people who needed to report it, I guess they put it up front, and it clearly says, Michael Horowitz says, that he found that the FBI, quote, had an authorized purpose when it initiated its investigation, known as Crossfire Hurricane, into the Trump campaign and rejected the assertion that the case was opened out of political animus or that informants were used in violation of FBI rules. Basically, what we have here is a completely demolished conspiracy theory that not only was put out by the President of the United States.
There was absolutely spying into my campaign. I'll go a step further. In my opinion, it was illegal spying, unprecedented spying, and something that should never be allowed to happen in our country again.
And also the Attorney General.
As I said in my confirmation hearing, I am going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. A lot of this has already been investigated, and a substantial portion of it has been investigated and is being investigated by the Office of Inspector General at the Department. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But one of the things I want to do is pull together all the information from the various investigations that have gone on, including on the Hill and in the Department, and see if there are any remaining questions to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. And can you share with us why you feel a need to do that?
Well, for the same reason we're worried about foreign influence in elections, we want to make sure that I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal.
It would be.
Generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't, I guess you could, I think there was a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
These are the people that are leading our country, okay? This is the man that is on top of the entire justice system and his boss, the President of the United States. Clearly, this IG report shows that there was a legitimate factual basis that the FBI indeed had a moral obligation to begin a counterintelligence investigation into Russia meddling in the election, which then led to George Papadopoulos getting information from a professor, Misfood, who was, it turns out, a Russian intelligence operative who already told Papadopoulos 7 weeks before anybody knew about the hacking that Russia had hacked and had tons and reams of dirt on Hillary Clinton. Idiot boy gets drunk and tells this to an Australian diplomat who then tells the FBI that he spoke to a guy named George Papadopoulos, who was part of the Trump campaign, who leaked to him in a drunken, conversation that he knew that Russia had hacked into the DNC and had retrieved all kinds of dirt on Hillary Clinton. That is how this started. It was a counterintelligence investigation. It was a moral obligation that our law enforcement agencies and our intelligence community had to investigate Russia. Carter Page, I think we're going to find out, was a CIA operative. I think we're going to learn that. I think when I go through these 434 pages, I'm going to find out that Carter Page was a CIA asset and that he used that position to enrich himself. And that is just grotesque. But the inspector general today, I told you on Friday, guess what happens on Monday to our last caller? And I told them, be on the lookout, for this IG report. And this IG report clearly sets out that there was, poor Andy McCabe. Oh my God. And Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. These people have been smeared so mercilessly. And the reason they do it is because the mere suggestion that there is some political bias or that they were, acting in their own best interests, that freaks out the GOP. But when you show that the president was doing exactly that, that the president was using his position, his official position, to act in his own best interest, and that it is undeniably, demonstrably true that the president extorted a foreign country to cover up the Russian hacking, to take the blame for the Russian hacking for his political benefit, for Vladimir Putin's political benefit, and to investigate only one company in what the Republicans claim is the third most corrupt country in the world, which is untrue. But the Republicans claim that a real corruption investigation would have included only one American citizen, Hunter Biden, only one Ukrainian company, Burisma, and that the president was insisting that be done before he released aid. Somehow that's okay.